And there's verse 3. Seeing the body as froth, and thoroughly comprehending its mirage nature, let one proceed unseen by the king of death, having broken the flower-tipped arrows of Mara. Seeing the body as froth and thoroughly comprehending its mirage nature, we see that the body, the human personality, is profoundly impermanent. It's just like froth swirling in a stream. And it's like a mirage. It appears vivid and brilliant, but there's no eternal substance, no fixed self. We looked at this yesterday. When we see the froth-like nature of the body, the mirage-like nature of all experience, when we see that, the king of death can't see us. The king of death can't see us. The king of death can't take us. Death has no sting at all. We don't actually relate to death as death anymore. When we see things as being like a mirage or like froth, we don't relate to death as death. In a way, when you see the body all as froth, as mirage-like, you've already died. You've sort of spiritually died. When you see that you're like froth or like a mirage, you've renounced all clinging to life being a certain way. So there's no question of gain and loss. In a way, you could say it's all gain. You know, you never, as it were, lose anything. There is only gain. But not gain in the sense of keeping things for yourself. It's a great saying. I'm not sure if it's a Zen saying or a Sufi saying. I get mixed up sometimes. Die before you die. Die before you die. So when you see the body as froth or like a mirage, that means you renounce your clinging, your self-grasping, you've spiritually died. So then death becomes a very, very different thing.